Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday. Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the date is January 25th, 2014. And we're going to energize the light beam. So bring it up on your light, on your monitor screen. And also, we have a new clearing up, a free one. And you may want to go there too to energize the light beam. Either way works. But the new clearing is the mind fog. It's underneath the pre-sample clearings on the website, creationlightship.com. So you can go there, go to the left side if you like, click on it. And I'd like you all to maybe set the timer for maybe 45 minutes, 40, 45 minutes, and do that clearing. And just see how you feel. We'll be asking you questions afterwards. So this will be a test, everybody. So we'll see if you graduate or not. We'll pass the pass anyway. One of those, you know, pass-fail things. So don't worry. We don't have too many people that fail. But we'd like you to at least to try it out, and we can see what kind of comments we get near the end of the program here. So just get on and maybe go there. And I'll start energizing the light beam right now for everybody. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, the light beam is energized, so you feel some wonderful peace energy. And if you just tuned in, go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the left side, look under the free sample, I think it's clearings or healings. And go down, and you're going to see where it is listed for the mind fog, alien mind fog clearing. So do that, and we'll just see how it works for you, and we'll ask some comments at the end of the program tonight. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We'll just see what,
hi, everyone.
What you have there. I know we got a busy show tonight, so.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron, for the new clearing called Alien Mind Fog Removal. And it's going to be very beneficial, I'm sure, as they all are. And I'll be sure and ask the listeners for their comments or reactions towards the end of our program in about an hour. So I hope everyone got a chance to put that Alien Mind Fog Removal clearing up right now so you can feel the light being and the energy and have it work on you during this program, as Ron suggested. And feel free to type in your comments in the fast chat, the user-friendly fast chat that I'll be watching here, as well as in our usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And as Ron said, today is Saturday, January 25th, 2014, and Saturday's program means we go to the light, creation light ship, and we do a lot of healing there. We get a lot of healing done by Ron as the ambassador. He takes us to the light ship, and so we can also be thinking at this time about what we'd like to have the light beings look at as far as physical healings, what we'd like them to start on or to maybe take care of for us, and also what healing areas we'd like to go to, because we'll be asking for that. And Ron always takes us to whatever we request and a lot more besides. So all the light beings heal us, no matter who or what they are. It's a really very cleansing experience, and it gets rid of the parasitic energetic life forms, their carcasses, poisons, and all waste products out of us, which is a very good thing. We don't want those in us. They steal our spirit and our energy. So, Ron, the last few programs, you and Ann were discussing the other fantastic new clearing you have up, the alien keyword intercept, and you and she had decided last night that you were going to continue on with that subject because it just seems so intriguing to everyone and so powerful. And also, Anne had asked the listeners to send in more suggestions of words that they found compelled to clear the energy off of, to get the negative or the whatever kind of energy it was off of it, words that affected them. So, and you describe these words as words we say every day or words we hear every day or words that we may have heard as children and kind of trigger a reaction or push a button or just that words we don't like for some reason. Those kinds of words, words that affect us in some way, and initials too. So yesterday on the fast chat, on the program, while you and Ann were speaking, there was quite a few suggestions. And so I've made a list of them that the listeners contributed, and I sure would encourage people to continue if you think of anything as you're listening to this list of words and initials or, you know, just anything that you would like to share to have cleared. Because what we're going to do is share each other's words, and it will help others to clear their words, too, and think of their own kinds of words. Or maybe those words might have had an impact on them. So this has been a very fascinating topic. Here's a question that came up, Ron. Before we get started on the list of words, what came up was someone thought that words were healing. Yes, they can be hurtful, very hurtful. But you had mentioned that there's an energy pool. And when people call us a name or say something derogatory or just mean, they're pulling from an energy pool that that we were now part of and now we're courted to. But they're also wondering if words can heal. What's your reaction to that question?
Well, I think they could somewhat, but you don't know what's going to happen at the end of the healing. Remember, the words are in a vocabulary. This could go through, you know, all different languages here. And all languages are brought to us by the aliens, and they all have key words in them. So by just using a single word, you know, the word that's used by most people, we'll just say it's probably the word love. You know, I love this, I love you, etc. So is that going to be healing? Or even a word like God bless you, you know, after somebody sneezes. Or if you don't sneeze and they say that to you. So is that going to be a healing word? Well, it's still tied into the alien agenda of mass consciousness. And with that, you have an emotional reaction. So we'll just use the word God bless you. So here we go. Using that word, and, you know, I have my fingers crossed, you know, when I say it, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of you older people may understand that phrase, you know, having your fingers crossed. But anyway, so right away you're taught that, oh, this must be a great, wonderful thing. Well, in my situation, what I deal with is not. But for most people, it might be. Some people may just love that. So what if you took a phrase that is the opposite, that's contrary to something, and some people thought it was a great thing? Remember, one of the Michael Jackson songs or, you know, in speech language, in the newer language, you know, bad was good, you see. So it's a complete opposite. And so what you may think and believe is going to be something that may be good for you, may not be good. The person may be saying something, and you're having an emotional reaction to it. And so your emotions are bringing forth an incident, a situation, an energy field to you. And they may have one intent, and you may perceive it as something else. So that's how you have to look at healing words, if anybody has any words that they believe are doing healings. Another thing would be the Reiki symbols, and that also is a language that people are taught, and then they move their hands around to, you know, replicate that symbol. So you have, not only do you have a verbal confirmation, you also have a physical energy that they're moving with their hands. So is all that good? Well, if it's brought to you by the aliens, I would be kind of suspicious. So that's the way you need to look at these things. So I would say that maybe for the newcomer, you know, getting into stuff, they might feel an emotional pull or tug, and it might even make them feel happy with that emotion. But what's the consequences to that? So to me, the answer is no actual words are going to do any healing on you, except to connect you to an energy pool. But if you don't know that, you might actually feel something happening wonderful to you. At least you would think that. But remember, that energy is still connected to you, and it's not going to go away. So what you bring on to yourself and connect with is going to be with you, you know, to the grave, and then maybe even after that. So back to you, Kathy, excuse me.
I just want to suggest everyone maybe want to grab a pencil, because some of these words I've collected from everyone are pretty good, might resonate with some of you. And then if you write them down, you don't have to go looking around or trying to find the archive or trying to remember. And I don't have the moderator with us today, so she will not be able to write them into the fast chat. So I'll just give people a chance to grab a pencil and some paper. And meanwhile, I do want to read some comments to you, Ron, on the fast chat that were from yesterday's responses to yesterday's program. Where you were talking about people kind of questioning other people about what kind of a creature they are, alien, human, or clone, or whatever. And you were talking about timelines and telling people not to go looking for trouble. And so Janice, she cleared that on the alien keyword intercept. Don't go looking for trouble. So that was good. And then Heal321 wrote, pray. I'll pray for you, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y. And someone else, CAG, wrote in, I put in Archangel's names and shook for 5 minutes.
Wow, what a connection that was. Holy cow. That means that somebody could have connected him to those energies, or maybe, you know, he just happened to use those energies a lot himself, you know, in maybe his earlier years before coming, you know, becoming a little more conscious. But yeah, if you haven't been connecting to praying to these things, these energies out there that have nice names, that people all kind of understand or think they understand and have heard about, then if you haven't been doing that, then other people have, yeah, you're still hooked up. So that's, it gets to be kind of disconcerting and kind of sad when you start seeing what's happening to people. But you do have a way out with the clearings that we have. But shaking, that's a real good demonstration that something is going on, you know. Your body will always tell you. Your mind may not, but your body will. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. KAG, and also anyone else who would like to share their experience, I'll be happy to read that after I read this list, which I'll attempt to do slowly, so you can jot some notes down, because this is a big thing for us and a very helpful clearing. And also, I do want to remind everyone that Ron did say that even though the clearing is timer is set default 600 minutes, doesn't necessarily mean each word or phrase has to be 600 minutes. It can start off smaller, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, then work up, see if it still has a charge for you. So that's good to know, especially when you get to those longer phrases that could take more time to clear off. And Ron did suggest those bigger, longer phrases can be cleared off overnight. And that was his intention, to make it possible to really thoroughly get it cleared off while we're sleeping. So that's good to know. Okay, so let me read some of the suggestions, Ron, for the words. You got an email from David. Thank you so much. And you sent it to me to read. So here's some suggestions from David based on what Ann requested yesterday from yesterday's program. Okay, so he wrote, keywords, broke, money, failure, anger, man, woman, father, mother, brother, sister, drugs, marijuana, aspirin, Demerol, pain, focus, concentration, hormones, starving, food, water, chocolate, sugar, diabetes, cancer. He also suggested there's a list of hormones at a Wikipedia website. So these were some suggestions that were possible triggers for David, or words that he hears a lot. So this is the idea we're trying to convey here. And also I would add mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law. So it just goes from there. But these just to give you an idea. So grab your pencil and paper again and see what words here, other suggestions that I've collected might trigger you. Okay, so from the fast chat, we were talking about dark agenda and the initials DA, that they possibly could stand for dark agenda. So we come up with the initials FDA, USDA. Then other initials came up. IRS, FBI. DA could also stand for district attorney, someone suggested. Other words, ET, alien agenda, FEMA, the FEMA, those initials, big pharma, chemtrails, karma, new world order, diseases, referring to this because of the commercials we hear on TV all the time in the radio whenever there's a pharmaceutical suggestion offered. Illnesses. Diagnosis. The word healthy. Any and all foods and drinks we are addicted to or hear about all the time, especially in fast food commercials. Holidays, special occasion days, government positions, titles, and political parties. Ron did a little of that yesterday on political parties, but there's certainly more of those, and their affiliated organizations. Different religions, institutions, especially ones that cost a lot of money or take a lot of money, universities or schools we went to. The Federal Reserve Bank. Other suggestions were locations we are at, our city, our state, our street name. Names we were called, and names we call ourselves, especially if derogatory. Pet names that we say a lot. Children's names we say a lot. The word unfortunately. Even some numbers. So that's just to give you an idea that, like Ron said, all these words have some sort of emotion or meaning or power attached to them. Doesn't mean that they don't heal. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily harmful, but words are powerful, and now we have the means to clear the energy off of them and to neutralize them, which is fantastic. And people have been reporting some real releases on those energetic charges of the word. So, Ron, a question came up in the CLS questions about numbers. Someone seeing 11, 22, 33, 44, 55. He's looking for some suggestions on how to clear those.
Okay. Very possibly, what could be happening is maybe some type of drama happened on an emotional timeline. Everything is on timeline. So you're on this emotional timeline of something, and maybe the tracking code for that timeline are those numbers. So, you know, maybe you're having a really crummy day, and to reinforce that day, they tag you with the numbers, and then to validate that you are on that crappy day timeline, we'll say, and so they give you the numbers 111 or 1111 or something, the number one. And so naturally you're having another day, a couple of days away, you know, from now. And you look at the clock, and the day is like a reminiscence of a few days ago. And sure enough, you look at the clock, and it says 1:11. And you go, boy, they must have me on that same timeline, because this number is their validation. When they look through your eyes, remember, you got that remote viewer up there, right? And they're looking through your eyes and seeing what you're looking at. And they go, ah, we got this one here. Great. He's on the right timeline, or she's on the right timeline. Well, that's what it could be, is that you're validating a timeline that you're on. And they could even maybe change the intensity of it by making other numbers that are kind of similar, like 222 or, you know, 333. So you might just kind of look at that as to what could be happening. And just know when you keep seeing those numbers over and over again, that you are on that particular timeline, and you don't want to be there. So just know that. So try to get off of it the best you can. And the simplest way is just to do the mind a heart drop and get off of that timeline. Remember, as we always talk, if you're a new person listening, you're going to hear us talk about all these things. And I think the program could be very, very negative because we don't have anything really positive to tell you, like, oh, these aliens are wonderful. They're coming in tomorrow to save us and everything else. And, you know, all we talk about is things that are preventing you from being in peace. That's the bottom line. We're giving you peace. And you just have to connect to peace yourself by doing the mind-to-heart drop. Get off of the timelines. So for that, this is probably the most positive show that's probably on BBS and other radio programs out there on the internet and elsewhere, because you have a solution for you to become peaceful. Everybody else may just talk about something and, you know, go nowhere with it and satisfy your mind and your ego. But after that's satisfied, you're still not going to be in peace. So our thing is telling you what's going on, and you may agree, may not agree, but once you get in your heart center, then you're in peace. And that's 15 seconds away for everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that explanation and answer for the listener, Ron, about the numbers. And that's good advice for any of us who happen to see those numbers over and over again. Now we have another way to clear them right here in this keyword intercept clearing. And also some other comments that came up on the best chat and another suggestion. I may have misread Heal 321's suggestion was when people say, I'll pray for you, or I'll pray, we'll pray for you, that's a good one to clear. And KAG suggested the angels, and Janice suggested the violet flame. Hilda wrote I-O. So there's some other good suggestions coming up. And then the word ferocious, wow. So these words and letters are tracking codes, and you might also want to clear colors as well. Okay, then for anyone who just joined in at half past the hour just recently, Ron did announce that the new clearing that he had talked about, that's a sample clearing. Also, it's under free sample clearings. It's free. It's called the Alien Mind Fog Removal. It has been placed on the website. So if you're listening through your computer, please go over to the homepage, creationlightship.com, and click under free sample healings, and you'll find the new clearing, Alien Mind Fog Removal, on the bottom. And Ron suggested at the top of the show to click on it, pull up the light being, and let it run for about 40 minutes or, you know, from however long. That was when the show was first beginning. And see how you feel with it on, and then report in through the fast chat towards the end of the program. So I just wanted to update those new listeners who got on just now and anybody new who didn't catch that. Okay, so now some announcements. While you're on the website, creationlightship.com, there has been the new calendar posted, and it's regarding the intensives, the physical rejuvenation intensives. And if you go to that very top of the page, you'll see that the 8-hour healing intensive schedule is there for February. So you can make a note of that and plan to attend through the website by clicking on the upcoming events line, which will take you to a menu. So the healing intensives is for ascension preparation. And Ron gives us a sample of that tonight when we go to the Creation Lightship. So when you go there to the Creation Lightship, we go with Ron, and all the healings are live, and they are in the moment. So we get them while we're with Ron on this program only. To continue them, we have to sign up, register for the 8-hour intensive conference calls, which began February 2nd. I'll continue on the 16th and then on to the 23rd. Those are Sundays. Prior to that, there's a 4-hour ascension preparation call on February 1st. So that's coming up just right around the corner. And the calendar is there. And if you're on the creationlightship.com mailing list, you probably got an email with that announcement today or tomorrow. Okay, so another announcement is that Ron will be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles starting on February 8th. And he will be talking about different alien agenda subjects. He has three free workshops and one paid one on the Monday. To find out more about it and to register, you'd want to go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com is the website. And plan on hooking up with Ron to hear his presentations. They're really fascinating. I've noticed that people come from near and far to hear Ron speak and to watch him do the healings. And it's something that, you know, you don't get a chance to very often because it's just once a year in Los Angeles, and then he goes to New York as well. So those are the two times Ron's out in public. His healings that he does are just like you hear over the radio programs, only he's in person. He's very relaxed. You can see the healings and listen to the people in the audience make their comments like, wow, or they feel great release of pain, or they just notice things. And so it's just more interactive when you're there in person. And, of course, it's a great time to go into the light infusion chamber that Ron has on his big booth in the exhibit hall floor. The Conscious Life Expo is at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton, the International Airport, LAX Hilton in Los Angeles, and it's very convenient to the airport if you fly in. So it makes it a very pleasant weekend, and just being around Ron, his energy, and the conscious, the whole expo is pretty nice. But, you know, of course, it's really great going into the light fusion chamber as well and listening to Ron at the workshops. So a question came up, Ron, about your workshops. Will you, on any one of those particular workshops, be doing any decloning?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Very possibly, yeah. I kind of go by what the audience, you know, want. But normally, yeah, I'll probably be doing that, I would imagine, yeah. I'm in the moment, so everything happens instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a lot of fun, at least for myself, because you don't know what you're going to be doing next. I was just thinking, for those of you people out there that, we'll just say that one person listening has cancer, okay, just hypothetically, okay, or maybe you know somebody, and I was thinking of the word cancer as keywords. You have the word can, which could be yes, right? I can do this, yes, I can do this, or you know, anyway, the word can. So, you know, you have the word can, C-A-N, and then you have like S-I-R. So think of that one. You may want to, even though it's spelled different, you may be getting hooked up to a timeline that is different than what you think it is. So if you say, I want to get off the cancer timeline, and you just spell the way it's supposed to be, then you may want to do it differently. Maybe do C-I-N-S-I-R, okay, or just separate the words out. And it might even be possibly... you know, like service, S-E-R, answer. So try that. And you might have, maybe the aliens are playing a trick on all of us, okay? And they have us hooked up into other particular timelines that aren't obvious. But when you think of the word, like, we use the word pray and pray. Well, there's two meanings to that. I think a person that would be going to church all the time, thinking of praying, they wouldn't think they'd ever become P-R-E-Y. If you're a hunter, you may understand the word pray, where a regular person that doesn't hunt or anything else may not even think of that word. So you may want to clear that out different ways, okay? That's my suggestion here, and see what happens. And get off those other timelines that are created with that word, as you know you might even be in a self-help group, you know, and all the cancer people join together to be as one unit, but they're not looking at a different way of spelling the word, so you're never going to get yourself released from it because you're only looking at one particular situation. So that's kind of what I'm talking about here. And I guess it's probably time, everybody, to go to the light ship. So let's go up. This only works live on the Saturday programs. So here we go. We're going to go up. We're bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And think of one particular clearing that you'd like to have. And some people like to put their hand in that location. Maybe they have a sore throat or something, or maybe a toothache, so you can do that. And here we go. So I'm going to go into the first room, which is the hot tub room. And it's very nice. We're in some warm gel right now. This is pink gel. And we're having that experience. And we have a few requests now on the fast chat. So here we go. The rainbow waterfall room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And request your healing. And the koala bears. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we have the elephants. So just kind of watch your toes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And naturally, we have our little animal friends that are probably in the house with you. And people have a lot of cats around, typically, dogs and cats. So we'll go into those rooms. Here we go. The cat room first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the room with the little dogs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the mountain areas where there's forest. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, have a request for monarch butterflies. So here they come. These are really large. We can ride on these if we wish. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to go into the room with the bumblebees. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room here. And we'll go to the food court. And we'll have some food for our brain here. So some brain energetics here. So here we go. Having it right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And it could be vegetables up there too that you're having. And we can go get some soups and things like this here. So here we go. Going into more rooms of the food court there. And you might feel you're changing, feeling a little more coherent. And we'll go into one more room. This is the oxygen room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so we're going to come back from the light chip and bring in our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us. Coming back down. You feel the room change because you're bilocated. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Kathy.
Thanks so much, Ron. Boy, between the creation lightship visit and the alien mind fog clearing, I have to admit, I'm having trouble holding it together here. I don't know if I'm really in peace or just am feeling the effects of that mind fog clearing. Anyway, let's see what everyone else is thinking. The alien mind fog clearing is new, and we asked for some comments, and I'm in CLS questions at yahoo.com right now. Here's one. To you, Ron. Just as I started this clearing, I felt dizzy and heard and felt buzzing between my ears. This only lasted a few seconds. Then there was an openness turning into a peaceful silence there now. Okay, good. That's very nice to hear. Also, on the fast chat, we got some comments. Janice says she yawned for the first 10 minutes after she put the fog clearing up. KAG got dizzy from the brain fog, and that's kind of how I'm feeling, just a little bit more lightheaded than usual. And also, KAG's eyes cleared. Says, I can see clearly now. Okay, so any more comments? I'm going to refresh my fast chat and check again. There's someone asking, Ron, if you would clear a few words related to this. One of them is paralyzed, the other one is inactive, and the other one is lazy.
Okay, so the first one we'll do is
paralyzed,
okay? So one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And do it again here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And the next word here, looks like it's inactive. Okay. So I'll use a different word to clear it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'm yawning. Okay, let's do lazy. So we're clearing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. If that helps you out. So anything else on the having the mind dulled out with the alien mind fog?
Yeah, really. I'm just really trying here. This is something else. So I think other people are feeling this sort of a mind fog thing, and it's leaving. You know, that's the good part. It was there, and who knew it was there like this? Wow, it's leaving. That's looking forward to that. We'll see how we feel towards closer toward the next 20 minutes or 10 minutes. Whew. So
I'm feeling a little bit lightheaded from the people doing the clearing. So if you do feel a little lightheaded, that's probably just the energy. You know, it is the energy leaving you. So
yeah,
I'm kind of sensing part of that here. It kind of almost feels like a dizzy sensation, sort of. So,
yeah.
You know, everybody can relate to it a little differently. You just keep doing it. You might even want to put it on all night, everybody. Run it for that 600 minutes. You never know what you don't know. And maybe when you wake up, you are going to know what you don't know. So back to you, Ann. I mean, Kathy, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good suggestion, running it overnight, Ron, because I think that this is a good thing, one of those clearings that would be definitely a good one to run overnight, just by the way I feel right now. You said, you know, you might have felt you could sense the lightheadedness and dizziness. Someone else suggested that, and that's exactly how I feel. So I'm having a little bit of a struggle with getting words out, but I do want to tell people how I feel, because they may be feeling the same way, and they're just walking around going, wow, my head, what's happening to my head? And also might feel warm in the head. And just even noticing that and saying that is part of the awareness that we feel with these clearings. And this is a very strong one. So, boy, this is fantastic. And
I'm going to bring in some of that oxygen. Remember, we have that alien oxygen clearing, too, but I'll bring in some oxygen to help everybody out. So here we go. I chip oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling pretty good. So back to you.
Okay, that will help. I should probably take a deep breath myself. My head feels a little warm and hot and flush like it does some of the other clearings that we do live. And, boy, Ron, this would be a good one to tell people about at the expo, at the workshops. This is a real good one. So someone's asking if alien mind fog is similar to the sensation of feeling spaced out or being spaced out. Are we actually getting parts of our mind back?
Very possibly. I won't say, I won't say you're getting it back. I would say that you probably had it missing. So kind of looking at that, I would just assume that what you're dealing with is an energy that is corrupting you and you're being uncorrupted. So that's the way I would look at it. Remember, what gets stolen from you by the darkness normally is pretty difficult to find, okay? And I'm sure that's not what everybody wants to hear. That's what happens. So the whole thing is, you know, you might be feeling better now, which is because this is happening. So enjoy the clearings, you know. And like I said, do this one for the, you know, the whole time tonight when you're sleeping. And you may feel like a whole different, brand-new person tomorrow. And what happens when you have a clearing, in case somebody's wondering, I have some people ask me, well, how long does a clearing last? That's asked about a lot of the expos. They'll do like a sample clearing, and they'll think that their whole life is cleared because they feel wonderful. And then they think, well, this is going to last for a long time. Well, once the clearing is completed, then you're put back into neutral. You're back to not having the energy with you. So the clearing does not ever get invalidated. You can bring more energy to you of the same situation if you wish. You want to draw the negativity back to you. But once it's gone out of you, what's replaced there in its place is peace. And that's why after you have clearings, for most people, it's very difficult to bring back an issue and to bring it up and regurgitate it because it's gone. You don't remember the dark side wants you to keep remembering all this stuff. You know, they want you to know that, man, you got karma and this karma is with you and you have this and you got to work through it and you do, you know, 1% of it and it's still there. Well, with the light chip, it's gone. And from there, you're free and you're free to re-choose again what you want to experience. So you're just bringing into yourself a new experience. And if for some reason you do want to bring in that same negativity over again, that's perfectly, you know, fine. But, you know, it's up to you to choose because you're now looking at the energies of being in the moment. And in the moment, there's no trauma drama. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, let me read some of the comments in the in the fast chat here. Okay. So, comments from Nikki, Hilda, and Barbara. The magical trip to the light ship. The alien mind fog removal. It's like you're opening up in the head. Very light and relaxing. Yay. She likes it. Let's see. Barbara says, now her vision and awareness is very sharp, and she feels relaxed, too, at the same time. David says, interesting that the mind fog clearing can affect vision. I hope it improves mine. And we'll see. Randy says he's ready for bedtime. Pretty good. Okay, so we are discussing the alien mind fog removal clearing. And
what I might add, too, is if you are going to bed, since you're getting rid of energies, you may want to take a quick shower, everybody, just to get stuff that could be maybe attached to your skin or something. You know, a lot of times the showers are very, very beneficial, so you may choose to do a shower before you go to bed. But it'll be interesting to see how this clearing helps. And I think it's going to do more. I think these last, like, four clearings we put up, it's not that the other ones aren't as good, because they're all very, very good, but this is the people who have been doing the other clearings all the time, you know, that we have on there for free. People who've been doing this for quite a while will say, you know, will probably have much more benefit out of the new ones because they've cleared away so much stuff. And they may feel maybe more results, let's put it that way, because they're getting down to the core and getting rid of this stuff. So the more you do, the better off it's going to be for you. But I'm really happy that this clearing is put up now, because I know it's going to cause and bring people more into the present moment and get rid of a lot of their situations that they maybe thought wasn't right. Maybe they thought they're getting too old, losing their mind, you know, what is it, Alzheimer's and Alzheimer's, you know, maybe quarter-heimers, you know. So
yeah.
Anyway, just know that this may help you out tremendously. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, Ron, you just reminded me of a good word to clear on the alien keyword intercept. That's dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Some of us baby boomers are always hearing about that. Okay, some more comments in the fast chat, Ron, about the alien mind fog clearing that we've been running during the program. Marie R. says she feels like she has a warm cap on top of her head.
Oh, interesting. You might even do it for your animals, too. Now, if you have any animals that are a little bit older, you know, do the clearing for them. Put their name in.
Good suggestion. Animals and their names, their pet names. Yeah. Ron, in addition to the shower that you recommended doing with this alien mind fog to clear off the extra unwanted energy, Heal321 brought up a good question. She wants to know if you recommend doing the satellite and head connectors free clearings at the same time with the alien mind fog removal clearing.
I would probably say no. I think I would just strictly do the free ones one at a time and keep them, you know, separated that way. You know, you could possibly do the satellite and the head connector. They're kind of related. But I think I would just keep it, you know, very clean and just do them one at a time. And that way you can see, you know, what the benefit is to you when you're having it. Because you may want to do something longer. And by doing two at the same time, you may have, you know, the benefits of both of them, and you may think that you're done with the clearing. So I would definitely do one, you know, only one at a time.
Okay, thank you for that.
It's like our show is coming to a close here. So on Monday we have the Healing Highway, and that's at 4 o'clock. Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's on BBS here. We also have another program after that. And let's see, we have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to have a really wonderful week here and hope to see all of you at the expo. And if you need to, like to have your picture put in there, it's $100. Just send me an email. We'll print it out with your picture, and You can enjoy the light chamber if you can't come to Los Angeles. So, back to you. Kathy, anything to add?
No, I don't really, except just want to repeat that the Expo website is ConsciousLifeExpo.com, and Ron is speaking with 3 free workshops starting Friday and Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon and the early evening, and then one on Monday as well. So it's well worth attending, and at least one of those days. So you have to pre-register and get a pass to get into the exhibit hall. So it's a little bit cheaper if you pre-register online. Okay, so that's all.
So Monday workshop. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody, and do send over, you know, the information and how you're feeling about the brand new clearing. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, all.